Then next verse number 12. Ishtan bhogan hi vo devaha. Dasyante yajna bhavitaha.
Dasyante yajna bhavitaha.
Tairdattan apradayebhyah. Tairdattan apradayebhyah. Yo bhungte stena eva saha. So, ishtan bhogan. Ishtan bhogan means objects that we desire. So, vaha, to you, those devas, those natural forces, dasyante. So, when these natural forces, these devas are nourished by your yajna effort, by your cooperative effort, where you are working together and sharing, then what happens? They will give you ishtan bhogan. Whatever you desire, as we also saw last week, 2 weeks ago, they will become kamadhenu. Whatever you desire, you can achieve when people work together, sinking their differences. Dasyante, they will give you. But then Krishna warns us in the second line, tair dattan, that which has been given by these natural forces, apradaya, not giving back, abhya, to these. So, taking from these natural sources and not giving back to them, one who does, one who enjoys, ya bhungte stena eva saha. He's a thief. Very, very strong words Krishna is using, that these natural forces, these devas, these gods will bless you with whatever you need. But if you keep for yourself and do not give back, then you are a thief. So here, even Gurudev in his commentary says that person who just earns for himself or herself and then does not care about the unfortunate people who are suffering, he says, I got with my effort. It's not your effort, a businessman selling products. Where is he getting money from? The people. You know, the people are working hard, they are earning the money and then giving to the business. A doctor says, I worked so hard and earned so much money. But where is he getting from? From the patients. You know, the insurance company, the patients pay the insurance. So the point is that, and then he has employees who are earning for him. So whatever effort we do, there are so many people we are taking from. When one person is becoming rich, somebody else is becoming poor. Because there is limited amount of resources. If I have more than I need, somebody has less than he needs. Swami Ishwarananji in another place says it very beautifully. He says there is no separation. You cannot separate yourself. You are not an island that I will do what I want. I don't care what happens to the world. So sharing is very, very important. And sharing and nourishing the devas also can mean our traditions. Like we have certain cultures, certain traditions, all cultures have. And we have to maintain that culture. We have to maintain our traditions to continue the culture. That's why Gurudev started Bal Vihar, so that the culture could be maintained and all our scriptures. Like the Sanskrit language. It's such an ancient language, all the scriptures are written in that. It is said to be the mother of all languages. If we don't nourish Sanskrit, if we don't take care of Sanskrit, don't study it, don't spread it, then it will die down. And that's why the Chinmaya Mission has a research center in South India, in Kerala, where they are doing research on ancient texts of Sanskrit, which are so far hidden or not been researched. So we need to preserve our tradition. Simple thing like wearing a sari. You know, the ladies nowadays know, but if we do not teach our daughters how to wear a sari, and then they do not, soon the simple thing will die down. People will forget how to wear. So the point is that these our traditions and our values need to be preserved, because then and then only the culture is vibrant. Otherwise, once these things die down, values, dharma, unless you nourish dharma, only then dharma will nourish you back. If you say, I don't care about values, then these values will die. And that is what is happening in Kali Yuga, where people slowly are, you know, there is so much dishonesty, so much corruption. But on the other hand, we find that there is a resurgence also. There is more interest in studying the Gita, more interested in the yoga, meditation, the Upanishads. So there seems to be, on the one hand, things are going downward, but on the other hand, so there is a continuous cycle. And similarly, spiritual houses, you know, the spiritual houses need to be nourished too, because that is where the spirituality is preserved. The teachings that come out of all these spiritual houses nourish all the people, all the students. Whatever Gurudev and all the acharyas of Chinmaya Mission have taught us is such invaluable knowledge that we'll carry it forever. And all of us are spiritually growing because of this beautiful house. And the same thing with all the churches and the temples. All need to be nourished so that the community may continue to flourish. Same thing for social organizations, the Cancer Society, Jameson Center, blind houses for blind children. Somebody might say, what do I care? I don't have a child in Jameson Center. I don't have a child who is blind. Why should I? No, because these are important segments of society that need to be nourished, need to be protected. So it is up to us who are healthy and who are comfortable financially to support such institutions, to support such organizations, so that society may continue to grow and prosper. Then Bhagavan Krishna uses a word called thief. And our idea of thief is what? Somebody who goes quietly in somebody's house in the middle of the night and takes his jewelry and runs away. That's not what Bhagavan is talking about. The best example of a thief is a person who has an industry which is polluting the air. Constantly he is emitting smoke, and when inspectors come, he gives them a few dollars, a few rupees, and says, okay, you know, everything is okay. They give him a certificate of compliance. And he said, what do I care? Let it pollute. I am making my money. I am getting rich. My bank balance is growing. But he does not think that by polluting the air, whom is he polluting? For his children and grandchildren. They will be breathing that same air for generations to come. So he's not only polluting the whole nation, he himself will breathe that. So that is called a thief, where for my benefit, for my welfare, if I sacrifice the welfare of others, is a thief, and that is pollution. Another example could be like different, there are different professions. There are businessmen, then there are politicians, then there are farmers, and then there are teachers. And then all the teachers will say, you know what, teachers don't make as much money as businessmen. So from tomorrow, we are all going to go and start a business. Now, what's going to happen? Society is going to deteriorate without teachers who are... So they also have to realize that, yes, we are ready to sacrifice, but with the idea that I love teaching, I love sharing my talents with others. So that is called yagna spirit, where people who know more share with others for the benefit of all. And same thing, land, we already talked about how if you nourish the land, it will nourish you. Another example is corporations. You know, corporations have shareholders and people who buy shares. Now, at the end of the year, the board of directors says, you know what, let's cheat, let's cook the books. Instead of showing a profit of $1 million, let's just show profit of 100,000. And so 900,000 we pocket, 100,000 they distribute among the shareholders. Now that is person is a thief. You know, he has not gone to that person's house, but he has stolen from that person. So the money, and then what will happen? The value of the corporation will go down. They'll say, this corporation doesn't pay any dividends, nobody will buy stock, and then there won't be any money to reinvest. So yagna spirit is where, yes, the board of directors need to do well, but also the shareholders, also the investors, and ultimately the corporation is for the benefit of the general public, not only for the few, the CEO or the manager. So that's what he's saying, that when you work for the benefit of all, you are doing good. But if you do not, if you only keep for yourself and do not share, then you are a thief. Here, Bhagwan is giving us two different choices. Either you become good or you become bad. Either you give or you take. So what in life, do you want to be a giver or you want to be a taker? So constantly we are asked to discriminate what is right, what is wrong, what I should do, what I should not do. So the ability of distinguishing between the two is called discrimination or wisdom. So this reminds me of a story. So this man comes to this bar and he looks very depressed. So bartender says, what's wrong? Why are you, bartenders are our psychologists. So why are you so depressed? Why are you sad? He says, you know what? I have two horses and I cannot tell them apart. I just cannot distinguish between the two. And sometimes I feed one horse twice and I don't feed the other one at all. And that's why I'm depressed. So bartender, a simple solution, go and cut the tail of one of the horses. That way you know. That's a great idea. So he goes, and 6 months later he comes back even more depressed. He said, what happened? He said, the tail grew back. And now again I cannot tell one horse from the other. He said, okay, shave off the mane, the top, the hair on, shave that off. That won't grow that fast. So he said, okay, he grows, he shaves off the mane. A year later, he comes back even more depressed. He said, what happened now? He said, the mane grew back. And now I cannot distinguish between the two. By now, the bartender is fed up of this guy, right, coming depressed. He says, go measure them. Maybe one horse is taller than the other. Go measure, look at it. That's a great idea. And 2 days later, he comes back. He said, wow, that was a great idea. He says, yeah. He said, yes. The black one is 2 inches taller than the white one. The difference is so clear, but we in our ignorance, and that's how life does. Life gives us very clear choices. But when you do not choose the right choice, that is called ignorance. And that is what Bhagavan tells us, that choose the Shreya over the Preya.